Is next-generation nuclear power the final piece of the carbon-free puzzle? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner, here with ClimateCast. The way we produce electric power is changing. Minnesota generated 25% of our electricity from renewables like wind and solar in 2019. And nationally, coal electric power has been cut in half in the last decade. And many utilities plan to go much further. But going completely carbon-free is going to be tricky. Extracting alternatives such as natural gas still emits carbon, and many states are looking to retire old nuclear power plants. So engineers are developing a new kind of nuclear. Last month, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission gave its first-ever design approval to a company working on the technology. That company is NuScale Power, and here to talk about it is co-founder Jose Reyes. Previously, he was the head of the Department of Nuclear Engineering at Oregon State University. Jose, welcome to ClimateCast.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited to share with you our technology.
Why develop smaller nuclear reactors?
There are many parts of the world that don't have the grid to support a 1,000 megawatt electric nuclear power plant, or they don't have the capital to invest in such large projects. So it really developed it so that it could reach a very wide market. And so we're looking at small modular reactors. Each of our module only produces 60 megawatts electric. So that's enough power for about 45,000 homes in the U.S. Now, our first project, we designed the plant that would house up to 12 of these modules. But we also have configurations of, four packs or six packs. So it's very flexible in terms of where we could deploy these designs.
Jose, what would these reactor buildings look like?
Well, it'll look more like an industrial building as opposed to the large containment domes that you associate with nuclear power. Each reactor is factory fabricated. Our containment vessel is only about 15 feet in diameter and about 70 feet long. So it's a very different configuration.
What's the climate benefit of these smaller nuclear power systems?
A company called Energy Environmental Economics, E3, they performed a study for Washington State that showed that the least cost path to achieving 100% clean energy by 2045 was to include small modular reactors. So NuScale meets with 29 utilities every 6 months, utilities from Canada and the U.S. Many of them have coal-fired plants, which they need to retire. But we designed our plant so that we can repurpose those coal-fired plants. And we can also retrain many of their workers to work at a NuScale plant. So a module NuScale plant would avoid over 6 million tons of CO2 emissions per year. And so that's the equivalent of taking 1.3 million cars off the road each year.
Are they safe?
Yes, these are extremely safe reactors. This is a very unique design in that under any worst case conditions, the reactors will shut themselves down without any operator action, without any AC or DC power, and they'll remain cooled for an unlimited period of time without the need to add water.
So how soon can we realistically get to reliable carbon-free energy production?
Well, our design, of course, is now approved. And so that means that customers can start looking at how to reference our design in their integrated resource plans. And so that's a very important first step. So we think we can make a very big impact in helping states meet their clean energy goals.
Jose Reyes with NuScale Power, thanks so much for sharing your perspective on ClimateCast today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.